Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with areas of showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures hold fairly steady. Tonight, cloudy, areas of showers and storms, low near 57. On Wednesday, mainly cloudy, areas of showers and storms, high 68. Wednesday night, cloudy, more showers and storms, low near 59. Thursday, chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 73.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiation effort will return to D.C. this month for the fourth round of official talks. The negotiations resuming October 11th through 15th, following a round in Canada last month. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland said progress was made in the most recent meetings on a number of bread and butter trade issues, she said. Meanwhile, the U.S. has yet to introduce a proposal to increase protections for seasonable and perishable produce. The table issue is being closely watched by agriculture groups, including the National Pork Producers Council, which says the proposal could provoke America's NAFTA partners to push for mechanisms to make it easier to restrict U.S. farm exports. By U.S. law and official notice to Congress, the earliest a deal can be agreed upon and concluded is March of next year. But Forbes is speculating that will be too close to the midterm election cycle, as the comment period would extend to September of 2018, even at the fastest pace, likely putting the potential final approval for a new NAFTA bill sometime in 2019. Well, online sources Axios reports that President Trump told U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer to portray him as a crazy guy during the upcoming U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement meeting. South Korea will be hosting a meeting with Lighthizer this week to discuss ways to move forward with CORUS. The meeting is a second on the agreement, following discussions between Korea and the U.S. trade officials last month in D.C. A conversation with cabinet members last month, Axios said Trump told Lighthizer, "You've got 30 days to get conditions or he would withdraw from the agreement." But in the discussion, Trump would further say, "You can tell him the guy's so crazy he could pull out any minute." Trump followed up by saying, "By the way, I might if the U.S. doesn't get those trade concessions with Korea." Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Cam Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. The Kansas State Marching Band members were forced to stop playing the Wabash Cannonball before the Wildcats took on Baylor this past Saturday because the pregame tradition had become the background music to an obscene chant. The Kansas State Collegian reports that some student fans started chanting an expletive and the initials of another rival, the University of Kansas. The chanting on Saturday led the band director to cut the band off in mid-song. Kansas is reporting that it collected $57 million more in taxes than anticipated in September. It was the fourth consecutive month that tax collections have exceeded projections in the state's official fiscal forecast. The State Department of Revenue said yesterday that nearly $603 million in taxes were collected in September, a 10.5% increase over the official estimate. Mid-America Network News.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. And now through October 11th, during DeWalt Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 20% off select DeWalt power tools. And the only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 20% off. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A boil water advisory has been issued for a Reno County high school following a waterline break. KTV reports the advisory went into effect today for Fairfield High School. The waterline break caused a loss of pressure, which could lead to bacterial contamination. Heads up if you own a Dodge Durango or Jeep Grand Cherokee that is between a 2011 and 2014. Fiat Chrysler recalling nearly 710,000 of the sport utility vehicles in North America. The recall is so that the manufacturers can look at the brakes. They say the problem could reduce braking ability, increasing the risk of a crash. Dealers will make the inspections and, if needed, the corrections. The recall set to start on November 7th. And in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting tragedy, Governor Sam Brownback has ordered flags across the state flown at half-mast through sunset on Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities have found the body of a missing Atkinson man at the site of a... Nebraska Highway 11 when it ran off the roadway, went airborne, and struck a tree. A man accused of causing a boating accident that severely injured a girl at Western Nebraska's Lake Maloney has pleaded not guilty. Court records say Doug Haney of North Platte entered his plea yesterday to charges of boating under the influence and child abuse. Authorities say the boat was pulling the 9-year-old girl and another girl on a flotation device June 12th. When the boat turned sharply and the girls were tossed onto rocks. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville police are seeking information on two separate incidents of vandalism that may be related. Plate glass windows on the showroom floors at Boss Motors and Nordis Motor Company were recently damaged. They were apparently shot with a BB gun or similar device, resulting in over $2,000 damage. Three juveniles were among five charged with damage amounting to tens of thousands of dollars at the Chinka Cemetery in northwest Marshall County when gravestones were kicked over or damaged on two occasions recently. Social media conversation led to a tip from the public, leading to the arrest of Jacob Gundelfinger, age 20, of Marysville, and Jameson Beckman, age 18, of Bremen. Also charged in the incident were Darren Blocker, age 16, Andrew Wishman, age 17, and James Gordon, age 15, all of Marysville. Felony counts of criminal desecration for recklessly destroying gravestones, as well as criminal damage to property, are pending. Seneca was among 34 communities announced as a recipient of a transportation alternative grant through the state, with $24 million earmarked for preservation and other related transportation programs. The city will match 20% of a $695,000 project for rehabilitation of historic brick streets. Washington County Treasurer Ann Hawk will retire Monday after 25 years' service in the treasurer's office. Completing a term in 2008 for Wayne Tegetoff, Hawk was elected later that year and won re-election in 2012. Marshall County Arts Cooperative has added four local high school students to their board. Arts teachers in the county recommended names and Brady Trimble of Valley Heights, Abigail Ditke, Madison Lynch, and Michael Sanchez of Marysville High School were selected. Community Memorial Healthcare Foundation Board of Trustees presented a check for nearly $54,000 for medical equipment granted to the hospital from the foundation in 2017. Each year, the foundation sends a year-end campaign appeal to donors for equipment requests for the upcoming year, as submitted to the foundation by department managers. Funding includes equipment for various departments at Community Memorial Healthcare. River Valley Extension District will host their annual Fall Fling Monday, October 9th, 10:30 until 2:15 at the 4-H Conference Center at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Clay Center. Morning program begins with a short special recognition of Extension homemaker units, followed by a guest speaker who will show her toy sewing machines. A salad dinner will be served at noon. The afternoon activities will include programs and a drawing. The program is free Monday at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Clay Center. For information, contact Deanna Turner at 632-5335. Dean B. Cox, age 93, of Haddam, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dean Cox. Steve Vineyard, age 67, of Lawrence, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation an hour prior to service. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Steve Vineyard.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank & Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank & Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
It's time for Pumpkin Pie Dreams for kids at South Hill Pottery. Classes to make a set of pumpkin-themed plates start the first week of October from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Class fees are $35 plus tax and include all the materials for the plates. Stop in at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville or see the South Hill Pottery Facebook page for more details. Space is limited, so sign up today. South Hill Pottery is now offering art classes for adults. The Coasting in the Fall class will be on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. starting October 3rd. Class fees cover the materials for six coasters, glazes, and firing, $22 plus tax. Space is limited, so sign up today at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville or call 562-8296.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A cold front works its way into the area today, cooling temperatures as we head into the next couple of days. Many areas going to hold fairly steady today with that cold front overhead, and then we'll also have a few showers and thunderstorms. Once that cold front moves through, temperatures will be cooling to below normal. We'll also continue to have that possibility of seeing more showers and thunderstorms throughout the area during the middle and end of the work week. Taking a closer look at our forecast, mainly cloudy today with areas of showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures hold fairly steady. Tonight, cloudy, areas of showers and storms, low near 57. On Wednesday, mainly cloudy, areas of showers and storms, high of 68. Wednesday night, cloudy, more showers and storms, low near 59. Thursday, chance of showers and a few storms, high of 73. Friday, chance of more thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
For propane delivery, call on Hoover's in Greenleaf. Propane is a safe, efficient, economical choice for home heating, cooking, and other chores. For propane delivery, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Offering prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Hoover's is just a phone call away. For your propane delivery needs, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201.
Average high temperature early October 74, record high on this date 95 in 1963, the average low 49, the record low 32 in 2004. Sunset this evening 7:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:21.
From serious to sweet to just plain silly, October has a day for almost any special interest. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first and then we live after we take care of the cattle. And that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 3rd, the 276th day of the year. Guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan was born on this day, and Captain Kangaroo made his TV debut in 1955. It'll be all things pink for the next several weeks as America observes Breast Cancer Awareness Month. While it's undoubtedly a vital and worthy campaign, a few of October's other designations tend to get lost in its shadow. Here's a few. It's also Adopt-A-Shelter Dog Month, Clergy Appreciation Month, and National Pizza Month. There are several weekly designations, too. This is Get Organized Week, and next week will be Fire Prevention Week. And greeting card companies hope for a boost from World Teachers Day on the 5th, Bosses Day on the 16th, or Sweetest Day on the 21st. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Midwest Ready Mix is excited to cheer for the mighty Sabetha Blue Jays fall sports teams. The fans know the athletes will do a remarkable job at this week's events with the dedication, skill, and team spirit the teams show. Best of luck from Midwest Ready Mix and Sabetha, proudly supporting our local scholars and athletes. United Bank and Trust is wishing good luck to the Sabetha Blue Jays fall sports teams as the guys and girls practice and work hard to get ready to compete at this week's events. The athletes will do a tremendous job bringing home the wins. So good luck. From United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, you bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. C&K Services is thrilled about the Sabetha Blue Jays fall sports teams and the athletes' awesome dedication and talent. The fans know the girls and guys will do a phenomenal job at this week's events. So good luck, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support our athletes.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker drilled a 43-yard field goal with 8 seconds left in his first career game, atoning for an earlier miss and helping Kansas City to a 29-20 victory over the Washington Redskins in Monday Night Football. Signed off the Carolina practice squad earlier in the week, Butker missed a 46-yarder in the first half before hitting 3 attempts in the second. The first tied the score at 17-all, the next gave the Chiefs the lead, and the last made Kansas City, who's now 4-0, the league's only undefeated team. By the way, this is the first time there's only been one team left standing undefeated through Week 4 since 2010. Both the Redskins and the Chiefs stood for a moment of silence before the national anthem. Flags flew at half-staff, all of that in honor of the victims of Las Vegas. Mid-America Network Sports.
Shop Lowe's All for Fall event and find great deals to spruce up your great outdoors. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your lawn, and now you can get up to 30% off select Scott seed and fertilizer. And keep your landscape looking its best by cleaning up the leaves with a Poland Pro backpack blower, now at a new lower price of just $199. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Scott's offer valid 9/27 through 10/11. Blower offer valid 9/21 through 11/19. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The banged-up Kansas City Chiefs offensive line lost right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif to a knee injury on their second offensive play last night against Washington. Duvernay-Tardif, who signed a 5-year, $41.25 million contract extension earlier this year, was blocking for Kareem Hunt when his knee got rolled over at an awkward angle. He remained on the field for a few minutes before training staff helped him to the sideline. From the gridiron to the diamond, the Royals' core of Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Alcides Escobar, and Lorenzo Cain are about to hit free agency now that their season is over. One or two of them could be brought back next season, but the finances of baseball means Kansas City's likely to begin a long rebuilding process with an influx of young players. And the Big 12 Conference, along with Fox Sports, announced yesterday that Kansas State's October 14th game against TCU will have an early kickoff at 11 a.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20.
We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State College action on KNDY.
ShopQuick knows Wilbur Clatonia has some great fall sports teams. The athletes are sure to score and take the wins at the events and games this week. Good luck, guys and gals. You have what it takes to go all the way. From your fans here at ShopQuick and Wilbur, always proud to support our Wolverines athletes. Fix-It Ride Auto Service is cheering loudly and proudly for the Syracuse Rockets fall sports teams. The guys and gals have the skill, teamwork, and spirit to achieve victory at their games and events this week. Good luck, Rockets, from your friends at Fix-It Ride Auto Service in Syracuse. Proud to support our local athletes. City Bank and Trust Company knows the Crete Cardinals fall sports teams are sure to dominate the competition in their events this week. Good luck, Cardinals. Do your best and outplay the rest. From all of your proud supporters here at City Bank and Trust Company in Crete, behind our community, member FDIC.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are they going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
As seasons change, many insects are looking for a sheltered space to spend the winter. This includes the multicolored Asian lady beetles that can become a nuisance when moving into and congregating in your home for the winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This lady beetle was brought to North America to help control pests like aphids, mites, scale, and thrips. It looks similar to our native lady beetle, but has a wider range of colors, from tan to red, with 0 to 16 spots on its back. A black marking that resembles an M can be found near its head. These insects will not harm the structure of your home, but do emit a foul odor and yellow fluid that can stain furnishings when threatened. Prevent or reduce the number entering your house by caulking any cracks or crevices. Carefully move individual insects outdoors and use light traps for larger populations. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
If you play with fire, you're liable to get burnt. But on Jim Lytle's farm, fire is what they grow. It's fire in the form of vegetables. We head to southern New Mexico on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Jim Lytle is a farmer in the Hatch, New Mexico area. He and his wife operate Hatch Chili Express. When Jim says chilies, he is referring to chili peppers. In his store, you will find red chili peppers and green chili peppers. And that leads many people to ask, what does the color difference mean?
Red chili is green chili, and it comes off the same plant. It's just a stage of maturity. You pick it green, and then later on it turns red, and you pick it red, and then you dry it, dehydrate it. Or you can dry it in the sun. We do a lot of sun-dried stuff, too.
There are over 480 varieties of chilies, and Jim's family has been instrumental in developing new varieties over the years. Like any other crop, there are versions that are more popular with the consumer.
Big Jim is the most popular green variety. People like it for the fresh market because it makes a big pot. It's heavy meat. It's got a medium heat to it, and it's real good for making rellenos, and you can chop it up and make your green enchiladas and everything with it. Then the next one's probably the New Mexico 6, which is a mild variety.
There can be a huge difference between mild chilies and hot chilies, and a unit of measurement called a scoville is how you tell the difference.
It's broke down all the way from 0 to 300,000 scovilles, which is your habanero is a 300,000 scoville heat unit. Our Lumbly that we've just bred up is running somewhere around 15 to 20,000 scovilles.
Every Labor Day weekend, this small town features a chili festival that attracts up to 10,000 visitors. It's quite an event and a place that grows fire in the form of chilies. Traveling the countryside in Hatch, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCray.
If it doesn't rain and your bees can't find plants to pollinate, honey and wax production suffer. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Epiculture Insurance is a safety net for producers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Beekeeping operations are very diverse. They have different plant species, climates, and precipitation requirements across the nation. It's been a hot, dry summer in my area. The lack of rainfall has been hard on plant growth, which in turn makes it tough for bees to produce honey, wax, and breeding stock. Insurance for beekeepers has previously only been available to select states. But this year, the USDA has expanded coverage to the entire 48 contiguous states. Robert Ibarra is the acting associate administrator for the USDA's Risk Management Agency. He says the insurance coverage is based on a grid system.
Each grid is roughly about a 17 by 17 square mile grid. The colonies are assigned to one or more grids based on where they're located to be insured. it actually ends up covering the amount of rainfall, the precipitation that the producers get in each individual grid.
The insurance payments are determined for each grid by using climate data from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
When the final grid index falls below a trigger grid index, then the producer may receive some type of an indemnity. It just covers a single peril, which is the lack of precipitation. It's based on the experience of the entire grid, and it's not really based on the individual farm or specific weather stations in the general area.
Producers select two-month intervals where precipitation is most important to their operation, and they can select more than one interval. Beekeepers, you have until November 17th to enroll in coverage for the 2018 crop year, which is done through private crop insurance agents. Learn more about apiculture insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To the Basics approach helps add value for some Michigan beef producers. You'll meet the guy who organized it all today on the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com. Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
Some Northwest Michigan beef producers are getting premium prices thanks to a local initiative favoring pasture-raised meats. A few years ago, the Traverse Bay Economic Development Corporation and the Michigan Good Food Charter announced a goal of locally sourcing 20% of the food consumed in the region by 2020. It inspired Jason Roundtree of Michigan State University to start a grass-fed certification program. He says grass-feeding isn't as hands-off as it sounds.
You can't just turn cattle out in a grass-finishing model and just expect them to gain 2 pounds a day. It requires a dedication to management, a dedication to understanding the amount of forages that are out in your fields on a weekly basis, It also requires the identification of genetics that can finish on grass.
Roundtree figures about 300 head will be processed under the project this year, with premiums of 25% above general cattle market prices.
What we've learned is that it takes producers, processors, and end users to come together at the table and to all be mindful of the challenges that each of us have, and therefore try to work together to that common goal of being able to keep the food located in a more local to regional setting.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, current corn storage has swelled to levels not seen since the 80s, according to information released by USDA in their quarterly grain stock report into last week. The report shows that old crop corn stocks reach a 30-year record, 2.2 billion bushels. That number, 32% higher than last year, but below a pre-report expectation from many market analysts. USDA reports old crop soybean ending stocks, 301 million bushels. Wheat ending stocks, 2.2 billion bushels. The numbers are estimated by USDA of grain supplies as of the 1st of September, which marks the end of the 2016-17 marketing year. USDA also released the small grain summary. USDA also released the small grain summary with the latest estimate for the 2017 wheat crop pegged at 1.7 billion bushels. Researchers in Europe are close to creating a gluten-free bread. A team of scientists using CRISPR gene editing technology has found a way to reduce the number of gluten proteins in an individual wheat kernel. Now, in doing so, they were able to create a plant that could be used in the future to make flour for bread that can be considered gluten-free. The process, discovered in Spain, removes almost all proteins in wheat that creates gluten. Using the CRISPR technology, they have managed to knock out 35 of the 45 genes that create gluten in wheat. More genes will still need to be removed before the wheat can be ready for testing. It's estimated that 7% of the global population suffers from a gluten allergy known as celiac disease, which when paired with gluten can induce severe illness. Details of the research published recently in the Plant Biotechnology Journal. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
Ag Network. Seeing some pressure on corn continuing. Tried to rally a bit back, but didn't hold on. December corn down 2 at 349 and a half. March corn down 2 at 362 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat is up 2 and a half at 441 and three quarters. March is up 2 and a quarter at 459 and a quarter. In fact, all three of the wheat markets are looking pretty good right now. Soybeans have bounced around a bit, but back in the green now. November beans up to 1 and three quarters at 959. January beans up 2 at 969 and three quarters. A lot of movement there. October soybean meal up 80 cents at 309.90. December bean meal is up 60 cents at 314.20. October bean oil is up 7 at 32.35. December up 12 at 32.64. So things look good across the soy complex, and the wheat markets are doing well. But unfortunately, corn is under pressure once again here on Tuesday. Live cattle have had their issues today as well. Some flopping back and forth there, too. October live cattle up 135 at 109.17 rather at the present time. December live cattle up 152 at 114.95, so good news there. October feeders up 170 at 152.05. November feeders up 225 at 153.82, so things look good for feeder cattle. Hogs are sharply higher. October hogs up 287 at 60.12. December hogs up 80 at 62.77, so things look well right now across the livestock complex. Cotton has been bouncing around a great deal today. Also, December cotton up 6 points currently at 67.63. March is up 3 points at 67.05. And crude oil is down today. November crude down 16 cents at 50.42. December crude is down 17 cents at 50.73. So we're seeing some issues with our crude oil, heating oil, and natural gas are also lower here. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and had a great time last week at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
First of all, let me say thank you to all of you folks who stopped by to visit with me as I roamed the halls and the exhibit areas of World Dairy Expo a week ago. And once again, for a young man who grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, hand milking 30 cows and throwing silage down the silo and bringing in hay to make sure the cows were properly fed, I just can't believe what I see as I walk through the exhibit areas today of the technology that's being developed and being accepted by dairy farmers. Among the interesting notes from World Dairy Expo, even though there are dairy farms in all 50 states, most Americans have never set foot on a farm. And therefore, most people may not realize there are some 42,000 dairy farm families and 1,200 dairy plants throughout the country. But more importantly, perhaps, the way dairy farms are run and the people who run them are far from my growing up days and the traditional notion that many people have. The modern dairy farmer tends to be younger and tech-savvy, but just like his forebears, they are on the job 24/7. But modern dairy farming is more efficient than in the past. Technology on some farms taking on tasks that humans could never have imagined, such as letting farmers monitor eating, standing, walking, and relaxation times of every cow. Automatic calf feeders make sure that farm babies can drink milk for nourishment on demand any time of day or night. And when it's time to milk the cows, technology often comes into play in a big way. Milking machines automatically locate the cow's udders, clean them, and then attach to the cows. Little human help on that one. Saw a lot of that displayed at World Dairy Expo last week. Back with a final word after this message.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride event is back this fall. Whether you're ready to tailgate or take a scenic drive, you can get the right tires and a reward of up to $100 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires. It's the perfect way to get your car ready for the season and save. Visit your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
World Dairy Expo truly is worldwide. Hundreds of countries represented with attendance at World Dairy Expo last week. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Farmland lease agreements benefit both the landowner and the tenant, but there needs to be good communication on what's fair on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
The trend over the past several decades has been for more farmland to be leased rather than operated by its owners. The big question is, how do you determine a fair cash rental rate? Steve Johnson is a farm and ag business management extension specialist at Iowa State University. He says land values and cash rent prices tend to move up and down together, so this is his general rule of thumb for figuring out the cash rent market value.
If you'll take the Iowa average cash rent and divide it by the average Iowa land value, now this is 2016 data, roughly your cash rent will be about 3.2% of the land value. And it'll range. It might be 2.7. It might be 3.4. And I'm talking only tillable. I'm not talking hay.
Landlord-tenant communication is essential. Landlords need to be open to learning about farm-related issues and costs, and tenants need to listen to the interests and goals of the landlord. Johnson says it's a win-win.
Tenants give more information of what's going on in the farm in consideration of lower cash rents. The tenant puts down new grass in the waterway in consideration of lower cash rents. The tenant finally bulldozes and burns the old barn that looks terrible in consideration of an adjustment in cash rent.
It's best to have all lease contracts in writing. It leaves less chance for disagreements. I'm Jody Henke. Find tips for improving your farm lease contract at agriculture.com.
Put your yield data to work. Many times, areas with high yield potential are deficient in key nutrients, which significantly limit yields. But by intensive soil sampling and taking into account nutrient removal based on your yield data, we can improve product placement efficiency and yield across your farm. Let us help you by contacting Wesley Hedges with Farmers Cooperative today to take advantage of our precision ag programs.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Market information, ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. A group of Midwestern senators is urging U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to respond to Brazil's 20% ethanol tariff on imports over 600 million liters or 158 million gallons. Brazil recently reinstated the tariff that will apply to U.S. ethanol exports to Brazil. In 2016, the U.S. exported 264 million gallons of ethanol to Brazil and is poised to and increase that number this year as the U.S. is the primary ethanol exporter to Brazil. U.S. ethanol producers called Brazil's tariff plan, quote, a trade barrier that threatens over $750 million in U.S. exports and American jobs, end quote. Led by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, a letter asked Lighthizer to, quote, directly engage the Brazilian government and quickly work to resolve the issue. The letter was signed by senators from Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, and Michigan. Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761. QT.